Blog Talk Radio.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Blog Talk Radio.
Cloud of abundance, keep on following me. I see the people up there. All around me is more prosperity. There's no room for despair. Cloud of abundance, keep on.
Clouds of Abundance. You have tuned into the Reconnected Show with your host, Nazim Rashid. Nazim is the author of Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, a how-to manual for all those wanting permanent change in their lives. It is also a guide to virtually go back in time and eliminate all negative feelings associated with your past experiences that have caused any level of difficulty in your present life. Nazim has helped clients move from apathy to productivity, from codependency to loving themselves without attachment, from drug-addicted lifestyles to clean and sober positive examples, demonstrating what can be accomplished when one connects and stays connected without any further ado. I bring
the team. Yes, Nazim. Here we go. Welcome to another day in paradise. We are getting to you this Professor Benjamin Malik, speaker, as he shares his thoughts on the inherent human worth. Welcome all. Hey, fantastic. Yes, yes. I'm again to Reconnect the Show, which is based directly or indirectly on the chapters in my book, Reconnected. Now, as you realize, we always get our blessing by opening with a nice universal prayer. Like I've always mentioned on this program, whatever name or reference fits your belief system will do just fine when I am mentioning God. Just know that we did not create ourselves, and in knowing this reality, we can give attention and honor the source of our creation for guidance and direction. I'm using God as an universal theme, and it's not relegated to any particular religion or belief system. What's the name of God? Creator, sustainer, maintainer of everything we see and everything we cannot see. We thank you for the breath we are breathing and the life we are living. Thank you for the clouds of abundance you have assigned to us, raining down your blessings and grace. Thank you for sending us people, places, and events that match the radiant, positive, optimistic energy you have instilled in us to emulate. Thank you for the compassionate relationships that continuously bring out the best, reflecting the highest good you have placed within. Amen. All right. Sounds good. Feels good. Now, for show notes, we have Dorothy. Dorothy, take it away.
We all have experienced disappointments in our past, and some of us haven't reconciled those issues. In order for us to travel wonderfully on our healthy path of life, we have to release all unnecessary baggage that is preventing us from going full speed ahead. This is what Nazim's book, Reconnected, and this program is designed to do. Let us hear from you as we learn together how discovering the needs of our child self can make a substantial difference in our lives. Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, is available at www.cloudsofabundance.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, also inside the Barnes & Noble bookstores, and my favorite health food store, Healthy Habits Health Food Store in Phoenix, Arizona. The chapters in the book and the themes of this Reconnected show are forgiveness, validation, self-esteem, visualization, self-image, communication and listening skills, optimism, gratitude, faith, spirituality, codependency and addiction, recovery issues, identifying and managing emotions. You can connect with Nazim using his email address in our book club at gmail.com or his website, clouds of abundance.com. You'll find information such as life coaching, book signing dates, webinars, and workshops. All life coaching is done through your phone, so you can have sessions with Nazim wherever you may be in the world. Life coaching is about removing the obstacles and encouraging you to go beyond your perceived barriers to the accomplishment of your dreams and aspirations. Life coaching is about results now and creating the future you want versus counseling that spends a lot of time in healing the past. Healing the past is also important and something Nazim does with his book and book-related events. It's time to be reconnected and time for the new you. Nazim?
Yes, it is time for the new you. Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, 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 yes. You know, it's such a fantastic thing. When you look outside, and you see the sun shining. You see the clouds forming. You see the birds flying. You see? You see the grass growing. Realize, man had nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. I don't care how much you study and study science and technology, you can't make the grass grow. You can't do that. You can't do that, you know? You know, not on your own, not with just your mind thinking. Now, of course, we know how to grow things and so forth and so on. But the whole idea is that we're in a marvelous creation. We're a marvelous creation within a marvelous creation. You see? So that just reinforces, you know, the need for us to stay on the path of gratitude. Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, well, the Reconnected Show, as you know now, but as you always have known for you regulars, is a personal growth programmed design with your inner peace in mind. Absolutely. Absolutely. Remember, key word is peace. We don't do chaos and drama on the Reconnection. We don't do current news, you know, any of those kind of things. We are about helping build the inner peace which is already within you. The discussions will be based directly or indirectly on the chapters in my book Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. In the book. And at my workshops and events, I talk about how you can fill those emotional voids experienced in childhood. All right? We have a lot of emotional voids there. Mm-hmm. You might say, well, we can't change the past. Look, listen. I'll teach you to become a time traveler. Yes, traveling back to the time and place of your upbringing. Becoming a senior advisor and mentor to the child self. The little self you once were, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, people talk about, you know, a lot of times you see on Facebook this saying, what would you say to your younger self? I've seen that a few times. What would you say to your younger self? You see? Well, in my book, Reconnect, I teach you how you can not talk to it, but how you can mentor, guide, and turn around those negative events and so forth. So you aren't affected anymore by them in the present reality. Yeah. See, I'll teach you how to create the fictional character, mentor, you, acting as a mentor to your child self. I will teach you how to have sessions with your child self. Remember, younger self, remember, that's what I'm talking about. As you address those negative events that you still carry with you and change the outcome to one of your desire. See, this way, you will create real internal change in your life and be free of the negative effects of unresolved past issues already. I hope you all hear that. Yeah, imagine that, being free of the negative effects of all your unresolved past issues. Yeah, serious. We could be so much better as a people, community at large. How can you build a community? We have individuals who are still burdened by unresolved past issues. They don't trust one another because they were told in childhood not to trust. They learned not to trust as a child. How are they going to trust you as a leader? Or a companion or a mate? How are you going to do it? We want to build a community, but individuals are broken. Yeah. So we got to take care of first things first. First things first, you know? Yeah. Now, there are many other benefits to Reconnected. My messages and benefits are also for parents who want new information for raising the best emotionally balanced and validated children possible. See, parents, you parents out there, are you validating your children? Are you telling your children they are a gift from God? God made them in a special creation, made a mold that had just their name on it, a mold enshrouded with excellence. Do you tell your children that? Have you told your children that? It's never too late. I don't care how old they are. It's never too late. They can be 70 years old. You can still tell them that. They'll still accept it. It's wonderful. Yeah. So I have a 3-part parenting video on YouTube based on my book. Just go to YouTube.com and put in this search, Reconnected, the Parents Manual. All right. Those who are mentors can be better role models from the personal development materials along with teachers. There are more benefits. That's why it's 412 pages. My message extends to couples as well. Wanting a healthier, empowering relationship from the personal growth tools being offered, such as communication and listening skills. A lot of you brothers still don't know how to listen. Communication and listening skills. You got to do it. You got to do it. You know, I have a video on that too. Go to YouTube.com and put in relationships. Put in Reconnected the Relationship Manual. Reconnected the Relationship Manual. As a matter of fact, I just rebuilt my site, www.cloudsofabundance.com. Again, cloudsofabundance.com, like my theme song. I have a welcome video there, 11-minute video, and you have you can have the links on the first page to the relationship manual video and the parent manual. Okay, that's there on the first page. Yeah, so go there. A lot of pictures and things you can see, events. This show is on the events page. Yeah, for sure. Go there. Yeah, for sure. And you can also buy the book there. Now, there's more benefits. You might think that that's it, which, you know, could be it for some of you. I have a real personal investment in addiction recovery. I went through it myself. And have over 100 pages dedicated to addictions, codependency, and recovery in my 12 principles of recovery chapter and codependency chapter. A lot of y'all still codependents out there. Gotta stop it. This recovery program is not just for those afflicted with drug addictions. It is also beneficial to those suffering from anger, abuse, compulsive disorders, overeating, gambling, sexual and controlling issues. Now look at controlling issues. See, one reason our marriages are failing because one person feels they have to control the other person. Yeah, telling your wife, you know, what to wear, you know, what to think, what to say, how to walk, where to be, who to talk to, not to talk to. Try to micromanage your wife like that, or vice versa. Can't do it. Stop it. You see? So this is why it's very important to understand how we're supposed to be here. Now, my messages are also for any individual who wants to consciously connect to their higher self, to spirit, source energy, to God. You see? You see, my book is really a multi-purpose manual. Parents Manual, Teacher's Manual, Addiction Recovery Manual, Mentor's Manual, Relationship Manual, a human manual for the transformation of your negative experiences to positive memories, loving yourself at deep levels, and creating the life you've always desired. A lot of us can't stand ourselves. Yeah, loving yourself. Learning how to love yourself at deep levels. Yeah. All right, now we have no sponsors right now for the Reconnected Show. So I'm appealing to all you fans who have enjoyed 4 years of free therapy and insightful dialogues from the very best in the fields of their expertise. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Make a donation now to keep the show on the air. Go to cloudsofabundance.com and hit the donate button. You'll see right there on that first page, cloudsofabundance.com. All right? Okay, I'm available to speak at your events and the ones you think that can use the information I have. And don't forget life coaching sessions. You have always wanted to get your life in balance, okay? I'm committed to sharing practical tools with and supporting those who want and envision for themselves an abundant life, an empowered life, an independent thinking life, a spiritual life, a reconnected life. All right. No, that's a mouthful. That's okay. You know, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. Scroll down to this episode and hear it as much as you can, and always scroll back when you can too. So you can hear it and rehear it and download it, and no problem. Today's theme, you know, so it's respect for inherent human worth with Imam Professor Benjamin Bilal. All right, I know we have a lot of people already called in on the switchboard, and we also have the chat line open. So if you're listening live online, you can scroll down under the pictures, and you'll see a box right there where you can actually type in questions and comments, and Dorothy will catch that, and we'll read them on the air, okay? So you can do that. If you want to participate in the show, you just hit number one, and we'll see that and bring it on the air. You can be a part of the discussion, all right? Fantastic, okay? Very, very good. So with that in mind, Imam Professor Benjamin Bilal is joining us today to talk about this important and often overlooked area, respect for our inherent human worth. This is the show statement, and this is what we will talk about today. No baby is born consciously knowing what his or her race or religion is. We are all born into this world, however, with natural instincts, urges, and tendencies that are designed to save us from danger and attach us to family members and to a human community of safety and security. Excuse me. Inaccurate ideas of race and religion have severed natural family ties, created false ethnic and racial superiority theories, and have allowed many in history to very arrogantly step into the position that only a true creator should occupy. In order to have peace and progress on earth, we must first return to respect for our inherent human worth as our creator created it. Imam Professor Bilal will explore the solutions to peaceful coexistence on earth with our fellow humans, whether we be Christian, Muslim, Jews, Buddhist, agnostic, atheist, or other. The first question should be, am I true human? Yes, yes. With that in mind, I'll bring to you, without any further ado, Imam Professor Bilal, are you there?
I certainly am. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just wonderfully and fine. I think the angels just came down and said, yes, this is good.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, how are you today?
I am so well, it's scary.
All right. All right. All right.
And I thank the Creator for allowing me this extra day. And I, first and foremost, on the human plane, would like to thank you, our host, Nazim Rashid, who has been doing, in my opinion, an excellent, excellent job at providing quality information that is intended to heal the various levels of our human selves that need healing. You have been providing information that is outstanding and that it's very hard to find if you're looking for it on your own. So if I were this audience, I would consider myself to be very, very blessed to be a part of this circle. And along with thanking you as the host, I would like to thank also this very honorable audience that happens to be tuning in live with us mm-hmm. and those subsequent people who will tune into the playback. And I would like to say that all of you are honorable and that honor should always be given to those who show respect for their true human worth.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Very good. I appreciate that for sure. And as a little housekeeping tip, I see there's a area code 201268 that you might enter. On telephone. Because I do bring you on the air and nothing happens. So you might have just been asked. So the area code 1268 of the call back. Yeah, respect for our inherent human. Why don't you just take off from there and talk about what it is and why it's needed.
Yes, so I'm going to ask you one more time. Are you hearing me clearly?
I hear something in the background.
Because you are breaking up terribly. So I don't know what they're doing there
where you are. Something.
Yeah, but your conversation is now coming out very, very broken up.
Okay, let me just let's
that
see.
Sounds
I
better.
Right.
Whatever you just did rectified it. So whatever
oh, really?
You had to do. Yeah, I don't know if it's whether you're opening up another channel and it's happening. It happened a little earlier in the program also. I just want to be sure that they are hearing me and that they can hear you clearly.
I heard something when Dorothy was speaking, but now what I did, I backed up 2 feet.
Okay.
So maybe that did it. I'll stay right where I am, Bill. Okay.
All right.
Is it better now?
That's much better now.
Is that something? I backed up 2 feet. Okay, well, alhamdulillah. All right, so let's go from there. I guess you probably didn't hear what I said. I said, well, let's talk about what and why. You know, the what is the human worth, why we need it, and so forth, and take off from there any way you want to go.
Yes, very good. Thank you so much. I begin with Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, which simply means that we're beginning with the name of God. We say Allah, who is the merciful benefactor and the merciful redeemer. And we greet our audience with the greetings of total peace and progress in the phrase Assalamu alaikum, which simply means may the peace be upon you all and may the peace obligate all of us to keep the peace. I'd like to begin by referencing a phrase from the Holy Bible, which speaks about the human being as being the quote-unquote crown of creation. And I'm sure that our Christian brothers and sisters who are familiar with the Bible and have read the Bible and are attached to the Bible and in love with the Bible are familiar with this particular phrase, crown of creation. And crown of creation suggests that the human being is the crowning achievement within the scheme of God's universal plan. Did you hear that, Nazim?
Oh, yes. I heard
the
that.
The human
yeah.
being. See, I want our Christian brothers and sisters to plug into this because, you know, they might have been not really listening or looking at this phrase as something that they can take with them to work, something they can take with them as they ride the subways and the buses and drive the freeways. They should be reflecting on God's word in the Bible. And God said in the Bible that he created the human to be the crown of creation, the crowning achievement within the scheme of everything that you see around you. All of the other life forms have, none of them have been given this regal title, crown of creation. Now, in the Quran, that same idea is related to the human being's noble station, but it is called Khalifa. And if you are not familiar with the Quran, don't worry about the fact that you might not be able to pronounce this particular word. It's a little hard on the throat, but it's pronounced Khalifa. But in English, it simply means caretaker. Caretaker. But it represents one who leads not from out front, but from behind the scenes. You know, it's somewhat like the director of a film project, with God being the executive producer. So you have all of your actors and you put them out front and everybody gets to know their name. But as the human being who sees him and herself as the ones to provide the kind of help that human beings need in order to achieve their excellence, we are people who actually work from behind the scenes. All of those unknown names and faces, those are the people who are actually keeping human excellence alive in the world. It's not necessarily the names that you know, but it's those of us all around the world who are interested in the preservation of real family life, interested in really, really helping our next-door neighbor and those in the neighborhood who are without, and, you know, people who have emotional and psychological issues, and we sit down with them, and nobody ever gets to know our name, Nazim. But we are actually the main players, if you will, in this movie script that God has been designing since he created creation, but we are behind the scenes in terms of the activities that we perform. So let's talk about this thing called human worth. Human worth is unlike any other worth in terms of created things. I mean, you can look at the frog, you can look at the rock, you can look at the, you can stare at the sun in the sky, as necessary as that sun is for life and for progress and evolution. Still in all, as far as a potential is concerned, even the sun, the moon, the stars in the sky do not have the excellence. They cannot achieve the excellence that human life has been able to achieve. The sun, the moon, and the star had been here for millions, billions, maybe trillions of years, but no evolutionary life on Earth in terms of progress that can be seen as something that benefits human existence. It did not occur simply because the sun, moon, and star, and the air, and the water, and all of those other elements were in the universe. The Earth began to progress because God placed thinkers in it and on it. So human life and human worth is tied into the idea of giving attention to priorities. And the priority for human life is in the attention that is given to what God created to be the crown of creation, and that is the human intellect. You see, he did not create the human sex organ to be the priority in the human life. He did not create the human bowels or belly or appetite to be the crown of creation or the Khalifa in the earth. God created he didn't even create the human heart, as grand as that creation is. He did not create the human heart. You know, there are some animals that have more heart than we do. Man, I'm looking at a bunch of videos where different species of animals are coming to the assistance of rival species. You know, cats who are saving dogs and dogs who are saving fish. I mean, it's incredible what's going on the earth today. So the human heart is not necessarily a grander creation than the creation of these mammals and these insects that do what they do out of love and out of affection for each other. But one thing that those creatures do not have that God has gifted the human being with is a functional intellect. And we're going to talk about that today in talking about respect for our inherent human worth. But let's talk first very quickly about this word that I used called attention. We have to give attention to the priorities. Attention means giving heed. H-E-E-D. And heed is, just so you know, related to the word head, H-E-A-D. And the human head is where you find all five senses, right?
Right.
Well, it's the only part of the body where you find all five senses. That's in the head. So whenever you talk about mental heed or giving heed, you're talking about the giving of all five senses in terms of your attention to a thing. Not just one thing, not just two things, but giving all five senses to the thing. And, you know, in the military, as a cautionary word, they have that word attention, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because right. they want the total person's attention has to be alive, or else you could get killed out there. And, you know, just as easily as you can die in the physical war field or battlefield, many, many human beings are dying in the proverbial field called the social life, especially the social life of American living and the way we have been taught to live as Americans, to the point now where another phrase called attention deficit disorder has become the order of the day.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're experiencing attention deficit disorder. And when you do not pay attention, it means that your five senses are not working properly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at the word attention, and you can see the word ten, T-E-N, in attention, right?
Yes.
And we know that ten is five plus five. So it's speaking about your five senses on an elevated level. For every one of your five senses, there's a corresponding abstract sense. I hope I'm not cutting too deeply too early as
That's
a learning
okay.
of language. All right?
It's okay.
Ten is related to words like tension and tenant. And they come from a root where that word ten means to stretch. Now, a lot of people might not know that. Yeah, it means to stretch. But it's a stretching that is intended to hold a thing. And I'll let you look that up on your own. People can go into the etymology dictionaries and look up these words that have the word ten within them, and they will see that it's related to stretching. So we're talking about stretching your five senses so that the five physical senses become five abstract senses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, follow what I'm saying. For mm-hmm. each physical sense, there is an abstract correlation. So your physical sight stretches to become insight. That's mental, right?
Yep.
Your physical sense of hearing stretches to become understanding. You know, when you understand a thing, you tell a person, yeah, I hear you, man, I hear you. That means I understand you, right? Now, the sense of smell, the physical sense of smell becomes intuition. You know, when something's fishy, you say, something smells fishy here, but you don't exactly know what it is. But your intuition tells you that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your sense of physical taste becomes discretion, because if something touches that tongue that is not familiar or that is not taste worthy, something that you feel does not belong in the body, the tongue will reject it. That's called discretion in the intellect. And the last sense, the sense of touch, becomes sensitivity. How you relate to other people on the level of sensitivity. Because the skin is very, very sensitive, and so is the human being on the internal level. Now, all of the above, when they're put into one package, they become what is called human sensibility. Human sensibilities. We're talking about respect for our inherent human worth. And all of our senses operating on both levels, both physical and abstract, represent our human sensibilities, right? And the presence of our sensibilities is what makes us truly human. People who do not have their sensibilities turned on, they are not truly human. And the presence of religion, the presence of your so-called race, the presence of your ethnic persuasion or influence, even the presence of your wealth or lack thereof, does not matter if there is no presence of sensibility in the intellect. In a shorter phrase or a more common phrase, we would call those sensibilities common sense. You got that?
Common All right. sense.
And they say that common sense ain't so common anymore.
Right, right.
So a lot of people have degrees, certificates of all kinds, achievements of all kinds, but they've lost their common sense, so they can't get along with their neighbor. They can't get along with a person of a different ethnic group. They can't get along with the opposite sex because they've lost their grounding in terms of common sense. I want to share something with you very quickly that was stated by Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him.
Yes.
He stated that every human child is born upon what he called the fitrah. That's an Arabic word, meaning the natural pattern that God created everything upon. You know, that baby, when it's delivered from the womb of its mother, if you study that baby's behavior is called fitrah behavior. No human being had to teach it. No human had to teach the baby to be loving, to be smiling, to be caring for the parents and those who treat it well, to be peaceful when all of its needs are addressed. That's the fitrah in the baby doing that, in the human nature that is doing that. But the Prophet went on to say that it is this artificial environment that makes that fitrah child something wayward and off balance. I'm paraphrasing the Prophet. What is this intellect? That's the main question. If the intellect is responsible for the greater portion of our human worth, then let's talk about what the intellect is. You know, most people can tell us what the internet is, but can't tell us what the intellect is. or what it does. Now, the word intellect, and I hope I have some real students in your audience today, Nazim.
All right.
Yeah, I hope they have their pens and papers out right now because I'm about to drop a lug on them.
Okay.
With your permission, of course.
No problem. You got it. Green light.
The word, yes, sir. The word intellect as a verb means to choose between, to make choices between things, between two things. And the intellect is designed by God to make choices between two things and to choose the thing that is more worthy, more worthy of it, including in its life, bringing into its life and utilizing. And the human being is doing that all of the time. That's why we have the progress in the human world that we have despite all of the negative things that are taking place in society. When you come out with a better cooking oil, the human being wants the virgin olive oil over the, you know, canola or whatever it was using the day before.
Right.
You know, the human being wants the better meat product, you know, the better processed product, the better natural product. We want natural foods now over artificial synthetic foods. The human being's intellect is always in the process of choosing the better over the lesser, the greater over the lesser, the better over the worse. That's just a part of our human nature. It's just that we don't use that particular part of our brain for the more important aspects of choosing, and we'll get into that in just a moment. The average one of us has been taught to neglect that part of our brain that is responsible for making these kinds of choices, these kinds of grown-up choices, if you will. We've been taught to neglect that. Now, whether we be Christian, Muslim, Jewish, atheist, agnostic, whatever we choose to label ourselves, remember that God labeled us first as creatures of God, creations of God, children of God, if you will, in simple terms. And the baby comes here and does not know, as you said in the opening, whether it is Muslim. It's not born with a kufi on its head.
Right.
You understand? It's not born with a Catholic crown or some type of sepulture or something in its hands. So it doesn't know that it's Catholic. It's not born with a yarmulke. I'm a Jewish baby. Hey, Christians and Muslims, stand back. The Jewish baby is here now. You know,
babies don't.
That's ridiculous. And just as ridiculous as that is on the baby level, where the fitrah nature is operating, it becomes more ridiculous when we make those artificial separations as we grow up, because as we grow up, we're supposed to know better. We're supposed to come into better intelligence as we grow older. But as we grow older, we fall victim to these various artificial labels that human beings have concocted and have put upon us. All right. I'm going to switch gears now.
All right.
God, we say Allah, highly glorified is Allah. He created the human being and crowned the human being, both male and female, with what science now calls a moral and rational portion of the brain. That's the top layer of a three-layered brain, according to science. Right? And that top level, called the neocortex, is what is responsible for our ability to think morally, to make moral choices, and rational choices. Remember, the intellect makes choices. And the moral and rational brain is consciously plugged in to the system that establishes natural patterns. What does that mean? That means that our five senses travel out into the outer environment, it brings back messages that are designed to build upon our abstract life that we spoke about earlier, our insight, our understanding, our discretion, our intuition, and our sensitivity for each other. That's what being in touch with natural creation is supposed to produce for each natural human being on earth. It's not supposed to make us a racist. There's nothing in the creation that you can study that you can say is responsible for you favoring the idea of racism. Show me a white thing on earth that in and of itself, because it is white, whether it's a white rabbit versus a brown rabbit, furred rabbit, how is the white furred rabbit superior to the brown furred rabbit as a color? It's ridiculous. How is a lice, I think lice are white, right? Yeah. How is lice superior to a house fly?
Right.
Well, I don't want either one of them landing on me. You understand what I'm
saying? Right, right, right.
All right. And, you know, brown, we keep saying brown and black superiority and all that. Well, what about dung? I mean, I don't mean to go there, but, you know, these things are brown and dark and sometimes black and, you know, very, very ill. You know, I don't want to be around that just because it's brown.
Right, right.
So the whole idea about being superior because you are this color or that color does not agree with the fitrah, the natural patterns and messages that God put in creation itself. And that's why human beings are so off-centered. Now let's go back to the intellect. Moral and rational thinking is responsible for progress in the human world. We have our feelings, we have our instincts, we have our urges, but so does every other mammal on earth. The monkey has it. The elephant has it. But what they don't have, I repeat, is the ability to make moral and rational choices with a conscious brain. You understand? All right.
Gotcha.
Now, let me say one last thing about intelligence, and then we'll turn it over to you, and we'll get some questions from the audience, hopefully. People tend to mix up the words intellect with intelligence. Intellect, even in the dictionary, they say that they're the same thing, and Instructor Benjamin Bilal says, nay. But somebody who put that dictionary together, they were some lazy. Intellect and intelligence are two separate things. I don't care how much they sound alike. Let me tell you what the difference
is. All right.
I told you that intellect means to choose between, right?
Yes.
The word intellect, if you break it down, it means internal election.
Oh.
It means that you're choosing within yourself what's good for yourself, and you're rejecting what's not good for yourself. That's what the intellect has been designed to do by God. You understand?
Gotcha.
All right, but listen, look at the word intelligence. Intelligence, when you break it down, means internal telling or communication from where? From the gents or the genes. Now, this is important for each person to know about themselves because what it says is that although you are not born with an intellect, you don't get your intellect until your five senses make contact with the outer world.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Red light right there. Stop it. Okay. Please rewind
and talk about intelligence and break that down again as to what it really means.
All right, I'm rewinding the tape.
Please.
All right. Here we go, right? All right. Intelligence. That's how you want to write it down. In dash telly dash G E N C E dense. In means internal. Telly, like a telephone, telegraph, it means communication. And gents means from the genes, G-E-N-E-S. You know, some of our young folks might be listening, and they might be thinking J-E-A-N-S, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
What my mind got to do with my blue jeans, you know?
My foo-foos.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to go through all that, right? So we better break it down. All right. So intelligence means the internal communication that's taking place among your genes, your genetics.
Gotcha.
What your genes are. Your genes have information. See, Allah clocked so many tons of information in your genes. That's how the baby knows how to come here and suckle from its mother. Nobody has to teach it where the breast is, where the milk is. Nobody has to teach that human baby how to love and be satisfied and be a family member. You don't have to teach the baby that. You have to teach the baby other things about what society is, you know, and who to stay away from and all of that. But you don't have to teach the baby common human principles of decency and peace and love. All of that is clocked into our genetics. You got it? It's clocked into the genetics of every living creature to be loving to its family members, to be a part of a social group of creatures that we call the human family for ourselves. So that is clocked into your intelligence. So every human being born is born not as a blank slate, as some people in science like to say, but we're actually born with God-given intelligence. So you know what that says, Nazim? It says that no person can take credit for human intelligence. Only the Creator can take credit for human intelligence. Human beings can take credit for what the intellect becomes. And if you don't have a properly aligned intellect that respects the nature in which intelligence operates, that is when society becomes corrupted, because man's information becomes foreign to the native information that God clocked into your genes. Your genes know how to be a good person. It knows how to be good. It knows how to be charitable. The babies are charitable. They're selfish also, but babies, when they start to grow and become toddlers and things, they like to say, "Mommy, you want this? Daddy, take this. You want this? You want half this?" That's in your nature, right? It's in your nature. All right. So what we learn from God is clocked into our genes, and what we learn from human beings is in what they call memes. You ever hear that term?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Explain it for the audience.
M-E-S. Yeah. So there's the genetic and there's the memetic. That's what we're dealing with, but we won't go deep into that. We don't have enough time. But we will say again that God creates the genes and the genetic information, and that's your foundation. But if we allow this world to feed us memetic information that is not consistent or respective of the genetic information, that's when the human being goes haywire. And that's where many of us are today. And that's why we have all of these psychological and emotional issues. And it's simply a matter of us getting our citra life back. And how do you do that? You have to stop studying television and movies and magazines and advertising. And you have to begin studying the natural creation again. Study the tree in your front yard. Study the blade of grass. You understand? Study the sun's movement in the heavens. When it peaks, when it sets, study the directional flow of the wind. See, you got to get back to that kind of study. Study the four basic elements. And then you have to learn how to apply what you see and what you learn to your human life. Because God says in the Quran that he created instructional signs in the skies and in the earth, and he created like signs, corresponding signs in all of us. But most of us, God says, don't pay heed. We don't give any of our attention, as we said in the beginning, we don't give our attention to these signs. So we are born, we grow up, and we acquiesce to whatever society tells us we are, and we die not having lived a complete human life.
Sounds great.
All right, so if you want to understand your human worth, human being, and that's regardless of whatever your race or religion or gender or whatever, as long as you are born in a human package, you can retrieve your true human life by understanding the fitra or the natural patterns that you are established upon. Now, you might say, well, do I have to read the Quran to do that? Well, the Quran, in my opinion, is the best source book for that. But there are reams and reams and reams of understanding in all previous scriptures. It's in the Torah. It's in the gospel of Jesus the Christ, peace be upon Moses and peace be upon Jesus, as well as the peace and blessings be upon Muhammad the prophet. All of these prophets and messengers brought manuals, instructional manuals for the machine called the human being. You know, people sell you a washing machine, right, Nazim?
Right.
And, you know, now they're making some washing machines that are so sophisticated, you can almost bathe in these things. Now, they're so big and complicated. You know, they look like they got a little place in there where you might be able to get off a corner shower or something, right? But you got, if they leave you just with the sophisticated machine and no manual, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
They have machines and technology now where, man, some of this stuff, I don't even know where the on button is. So what sense does it make to have all of this expensive machinery and you don't even know how to turn it on and off? Not to mention manipulate its more finer and delicate, you know, operation. That's how the human being is. God created the most sophisticated machinery on earth when he created this human being. But God also left you an instructional manual, just like the washing machine company will. They leave you a booklet. They say, you got to study this before you even turn this thing. In fact, they say don't even plug it in until you read the instructions.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how you have to be when it comes to human life. Stop plugging in the stuff, you know what I mean? You plug it into hip-hop, you know, you plug it into porno, you plug it in. I mean, we keep plugging into stuff. And we don't know how this manual operates, and we're going to wind up burning out the very system that we're trying to operate because we're not basing this operation upon a plan that the manufacturer that we call God, Allah, the Creator, Yahweh, Jehovah, et cetera, et cetera. We're not looking at the plan or the manual that came with this machinery, and that's why we're messing up all over the world now, not just in America, but all over the world. So we have to get back to our instructional manuals. Christian, go back and be more serious about your Bible. Stop reading just your favorite verse and read the Bible for real. Muslims, I know we have a habit of reading the entire Quran during Ramadan, but we read it without paying it attention. So now that Ramadan's over, read the entire Quran again, but pay attention to what God is saying. Jewish brothers and sisters, I know you've been spending a lot of time in what's called the Talmud, which are the rabbinical writings, the writings of your rabbis, but you haven't been paying a whole lot of attention to the Torah, which is the five books of Moses. So put the Talmud down and go back to the Torah and then pick the Talmud up, and you're going to get a different kind of insight in terms of human behavior and how we should be towards ourselves and other people who look like ourselves. We have to stop this silly denominational discrimination based on labels. And we have to, again, come back to respect for human intelligence, proper human behavior, and proper human community life. Yes, sir. I'm through.
No, I'm not through, but...
the creation, look at the tree, look at what's in creation. Now, suppose on a clear night, you would just lay out on your on a sleeping bag, and you know, and just look at the universe, look at the stars, look at what's up there. Now, what can you get from all that creation up there? What can you get from that that'll help you understand your human worth?
Okay, I'll give you the overriding principle in creation itself. When you do that, you will find peace. Peace. Your nature is peace. Even the storm, the end result of the storm is to return to peaceful existence in the heavens and the earth. Do you see planets running into each other?
Mm-mm.
That's why we running into each other on Earth. Do you see planets discriminating because one is blue and the other one is red and the other one is blue and green?
Mm-hmm.
Do the planets look like they're up there having race wars and gang initiation?
Mm-hmm.
Do the stars look like, you know, a star will fall out of the sky because it becomes out of alignment with the agreement that is in the heavens, in the agreement. They have an agreement. You stay in your space, I stay in mine, and all of us will help to beautify the entire picture. And what does the Bible say? On earth as it is in heaven. Isn't that what Jesus prayed for? Peace be upon him.
All right. All right.
Let me have an existence on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what Muslim means. It means one who resigns him and herself to peace.
Yes, sir. And it seems to me that when you see the sky on a clear night like that and the stars, everything in place, you see, you know, that they basically stay in place. They stay in a place they're disposed to, they're designed to be, and by them staying in their particular place, what happens, the whole order is it has more order, it's more it makes more sense in the wholeness of it all,
well,
right?
Check this out. I'll bring it closer to home, because the Quran again says that God created signs, instructional signs in the skies and in the earth and in you. So what's closer, that the skies and the earth or you? You are close to yourself, right? So let's look at those same signs that you just mentioned in you. Every human being is nothing but a conglomeration of trillions of cells, C-E-L-L-S.
Okay.
And just like those stars and planets have an agreement, your cells have an agreement, because each one of your cells has exactly the same potential to become anything in your biology that it could have chosen to be. But God chose the place for each and every one of your cells. And he chose one to become your skin or integumentary system. He chose another one to become your blood system. He chose another group of cells to become your eyelash, your eyeball, your big toe, your nail on your pinky. All of those cells are exactly the same, and they had the potential to be anything in the body. But God chose them to be what he wanted them to be, and they respect the places that God created them to perform in.
I see.
Why can't we?
Mm-hmm. Now, using that same idea, let's bring it home even more so. We have severed family ties. We got, you know, brothers and sisters don't talk to one another anymore. We don't talk to the neighbor. We don't talk, and we have this idea that the black man was first one here, therefore we're superior over anything else that's out here. And so how we kind of just, you know, bring that right there to kind of eliminate those kind of memes or those kind of philosophies we have.
Yes, sir. We don't have to eliminate it. God has put a process in place that is eliminating it on its own. It's going to fade. It's going to die a natural death. It's in the process already. They can scream about black superiority, and the white man can still be out there with his KKK flag and all that, screaming white superiority. They are dying dogs, and we don't have to do anything but bury it when all is said and done. We don't have to protest. We don't have to go to the Anti-Discrimination League and ask for this, and unless it's bothering us, you know, literally, physically.
Yeah, sure.
But just as an ideology, just wave bye-bye to it, because it's leaving. The universe is tired of it, and the universe, the earth itself, will get rid of that foolishness and bring in the Fitzroy replacement for it.
I see. Now, somebody might say, okay, when it's going to happen, I still see chaos and drama out here. It's all your reality shows about black folks destroying one another and our sisters pulling one another's hair out and all that and the weeds all over the place. I mean, when's it going to happen?
So while they do that, let us concentrate on building human excellence. Let's not concentrate on the negative. We're going to accentuate the positive, as the song says, and that will eliminate the negative. We don't have to get out here and protest something that God is displeased with. If God is displeased with it, it's his job to get rid of it. See, listen, we can't fight Satan. We don't have that kind of armory. All we can do is contribute to the excellence of our own makeup.
Mm-hmm.
We need to think more morally. We need to use our rational brains more. We need to be more charitable with our families and with our neighbors. We need to give assistance to those people who are in need of assistance in all of the levels of assistance. And as you do that, that is going to be the muscle-building material necessary to give Satan the last punch that he needs right in the forehead. It's going to hit him right in the forehead. And it's going to take, I'm telling you, this is in the Quran and the Bible, what I'm telling you. That it's going to hit him dead center in the forehead, because that's where his thinking apparatus is, right? That's where he's been making all of his evil intentions and plans. But it's going to happen so naturally. It's happening already. Believe me, goodness is on the rise on earth. Despite what these reality shows and these other shows try to depict the human being as somebody who's just going to take himself out because he's just a foolish creature. But there's another movement that is coming up side by side with that movement. As that movement descends, the movement of human excellence is ascending. It's on the rise.
Now, I want to share with you something that is perfectly in line with you. There was I forgot when it was now. I think, Dorothy, you might help me out with the year here, but there was a group of people who went to Washington, D.C., who are believers. They didn't call themselves any label. They said they just are believers. And they went there, and they went to the police chief and says, you know, that we intend to reduce the crime here by 25%. And the chief said, well, yeah, right, how are you going to do that? He said, we're going to just pray. We're going to connect ourselves to God as a group and do this. And the police said, oh, yeah, sure, right, okay, fine, okay. So the police chief said, okay, we'll keep check of the stats. In 30 days, see what happens. Well, in 30 days, the crime was reduced 25%.
Yes.
Exactly as the people, as the believers in God had predicted, as they had intended. And so the police chief said, this is unheard of here. You know, and so right there, it tells you right there that as long as you focus on what God has in store for the human being and you do it as a group, you can create miracles.
They did the same thing in various hospitals. People got together where they were terminal patients.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them got better and recovered just from prayer. No particular prayer, just from prayer, making that connection, that spiritual connection with the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And the Creator knows what we don't know. And he's left to do what he does best, and that's what he does. But because in fact, the Quran says that man did not fall off his stride until he first abandoned prayer or abandoned that. You know, prayer is the original connection. You talk about reconnected. In the Quran means to be connected. That's what it literally means, to connect. That's right.
Oh, okay.
You see? And you're connecting what? Your forehead with the earth, right?
Yes, yes.
That should tell you something. Your intellect has to be connected to creation and thinking about created things and how they came about and who created it. And as long as you have that connection and you connect with somebody else who has that same energy, no choice but to be successful.
And talk about, you know, us being grounded in the same aspect. Aren't we grounded then too?
I'm sorry, repeat that question.
I said, talk about us being grounded. Seems that we're also grounded and actually going to put our forehead to the earth like that in prayer.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the electrical charge now.
Yes.
Indeed. We're grounded, correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to play, I hate to say double the advocate, but I'm trying to play another fourth as I'm the host, because a lot of these I do want to say, but I just want to kind of just stimulate conversation here. But what they do is ask, you know, I kind of notice I want the audience to understand is also, how does being grounded, and talk about this on a couple different levels, how does being grounded connect us to our humanity?
Well, all of our scriptures say that God created the human being from the ground. In Hebrew, the ground is called Adama. Sound familiar? Yeah. Adam is the ground.
Oh, okay.
And if you're not grounded, there's the chance that your wire might burn haywire. It might go haywire if it's not grounded. You know, if they say don't mess with electrical circuitry until you know that it's grounded, because you could actually kill yourself.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
yes.
Human beings have been created by a wayward mind. That's what you're seeing now as you walk the streets. You're seeing people who are not grounded, meaning they're not grounded in their human worth because they don't know what a real human is. Both of us have been created to be mere mammals, animals, with animal appetite. We want to have plenty of food. We want to have plenty of sex. We want to have plenty of fun. And then we want to die. And we die thinking that we've lived a total human life. But all we've lived is the life of the average animal. You understand? And God did not create us. He could have created you to be a moose if he wanted to, or a dog, or a horse, or a rabbit. But he created you with a potential to be the Khalifa and the crown of this glorious creation. But most of us miss it because the architects of this artificial society and this artificial mind, they make big money and they have big power by controlling the influences that they feed us that are contrary to the influences that the Creator would have us under. And that's what takes us away from being grounded. Most of us have been put in the sky.
All right.
Even our religions have been taught to us in a way that emphasizes sky life.
Yes.
You understand where the emphasis is on the by and by.
Yes, yes.
And at the same time, we're concentrating all of our power and our thoughts on the by and by. The ones who manipulate this world are taking the here and now. And the question is asked in the Quran. Allah says, who told you that the good things of this world were not for you? And then look at what he says after that. This is God speaking. He says, they are for you in this world, the dunya, and they will be exclusively for you in the next.
Come on with it.
So we're not supposed to be sitting around here talking about this is the devil's world, all the material things, let him have his joy. He ain't gonna, no, God created this world to be a heaven for us also.
All right.
And if we do this right, if we do this one right, then the next life that God introduces us to, there won't be any evil or devilish people or deviant minds to interfere with our progress. But the testing ground, as you said, we have to be grounded. The testing ground is right here in this life, how you treat your mama, beginning with that.
Come on.
You know, forget about how you treat yourself. Let's say you treat yourself like a dirty, low-down dog. If you treat your mama right, you go to heaven, you know. You treat your daddy right, yeah. You treat your daddy, whether they be Muslim or whatever, you know, even if they be idol worshippers. If you have proper respect for your parents, the Quran says you can go to heaven. And don't write them off as some unbelievers or some, you know, they just idol worshippers. I don't want to deal with them. They're idol worshippers. He said, treat them with the highest level of human behavior and goodness and charity.
Yes, yes.
So let's strip ourselves of these labels momentarily. We can go back to the labels once we get the content right. It doesn't make sense to have a can of tuna fish on your shelf that says tuna fish, but you let it sit there so long, inactive, that it has now become worm infested.
Rancid, yeah. So
it still says tuna, just like our label still says Muslim. Our label still says Christian. Our label still says Jew. But internally, we have become worm infested, infested with hate, infested with sexism, chauvinism, racism, classism.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get rid of the internal content and replace it with pure essence.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can take the label and say Muslim and Christian and other, because then those labels will actually become one label that says true human.
All right.
That's the existence I'm working to bring in with the help of Allah.
Mm-hmm. And why is it, one more question here, why is it that when you're looking at the idea of being true human, a lot of people say, well, like, well, on earth is that, you know, and so they have to, it seems like they have to be formally trained now to become human. Have you found that to be true?
Nazim, give me 30 seconds. I just have to change places.
Okay, real quick. And while he's coming, we're going to end the show here after this last comment, everybody. So I want to thank you now for everybody being a part of the Reconnected Show. Absolutely. And I want to have your feedback. So give me a holler, nrbookclub@gmail.com, nrbookclub@gmail.com. My website, cloudsofabundance.com. Again, cloudsofabundance.com. Everybody,
okay,
have
I'm ready
that?
For you, Nazim, whenever you're ready.
All right. All right, the last comment I was making is that have you found that when we talk in this format and people think it's so foreign, and do you think that they actually have to become formally trained now to become human?
Yeah, we need classes. We need to take this, especially the high schools, the colleges, and the universities, and they need to have formal classes in being true humans.
Okay. Okay.
You need to get a certificate. You should get a certificate now in being true human. They give you a certificate and everything else.
Yes. It is right. That's right. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. We lost that. And so I don't care what kind of excuses people have. You know, people say, "Well, I'm suffering from PTSD from slavery. I can't do any better for myself." You know, that's a choice, don't you think?
It absolutely is. It's a choice, and it's what one would call a hell of a choice. But it's a choice. And anything that you give your conscious attention to is what will become the major influence in you. So if you give
That's
it
right.
to the idea that you can't do a thing, that somebody won't let you do something, that, you know, your nervous system can't take it, you're not smart enough to do it, as long as you give your attention to it, that will be your reality.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to do it. But as soon as you say, God has created something in me that supersedes this deficit,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to concentrate on the strength that God placed in my personality and in my emotionality and in my intellect and in my intelligence,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to ask God to empower me to be able to rise to the occasion on whatever level he sees that he deems fit for me. And you will see yourself grow in leaps and bounds within weeks. All that medication stuff you've taken for all of those alphabets they told you you have, ADD, PMSET, STP, OPP, you know, I mean, all, you know, you're giving these alphabets to us. You know what I'm saying? You need to go to the alphabet in the Quran that says Aleph Lam Mim.
There you go.
You need to go to some alphabets that haven't been given, a meaning.
Okay.
Because you need to grab hold of something from God that says, I don't want you to know what this is right now, because I want you to know that you're dealing with a creator who knows more than you do. The reason you're in trouble, human being, is because you've been trying to live a life that is based on you thinking you know more than God does. You've been trying to work out all of the nuances for the circumstances in your life like you don't need God. I can handle this myself. God can only do but so much. He's good for Sunday. He's good for Friday. But he don't understand this other thing I'm in. He don't understand these drugs and this alcohol that I've been hooked on. He don't understand these cigarettes that I have to smoke incessantly all day long. God don't know nothing about that. I have to work that out. That's where you're making your mistake.
Yes, yes, yes. There's some philosophies that say, well, you are God. Tell yourself you are God. So therefore, the problems will go away because you're God.
Yeah, okay. The problems will go away and be replaced by a whole set of new and more improved problems. Yeah, your little problems will go away. You'll be able to quit smoking. But your intellect will catch on fire, and you can't put that smoke out. Yeah, you'll have an artificially inflated idea of who you are and what your potential is. Show me something great that has been done in the world. I mean, Tesla, you know, on that level. You know what I'm saying? Show me some invention where the person who did it went around bragging that he or she was God incarnate. You understand? No. Many of those people were humble people who gave credit to a creator.
Yes.
Now, if you're talking about God with a small g, you know, small G-O-D, I can accept that. There are words for that in the Quran, but the word in the Quran for that is al-insan, and it means the most excellent human. It doesn't mean God on the level of the creator. You were not here forever. You didn't make anything from scratch or from nothing. You didn't say be and it became.
Right.
If you
right,
could do
right.
that, why get pregnant?
Right.
If you could say
right.
a queen, right? Why wouldn't a woman then just say, hey, I don't want to go through 9 months of that. Hey, be and it is.
Right.
And just the baby just poof.
Poof.
If we could do it, we would. Why? Look, if we could, we'd say, I don't want to be poor. Kun Fayakun, give me $1 million right now. Poof.
Poof.
So we need to stop that foolishness about I'm God. How you going to be God if you can't even be you? If I said, tell me who you are, you wouldn't know where to begin. You couldn't explain your nervous system. You couldn't explain what I just said about the triune brain, how you have a neocortex, a limbic brain, and a reptilian brain, and you don't know how they interact with each other. You don't know what your central nervous system does. You don't know how your nails grow. Science doesn't even know how we move our thumbs yet. So how are we going to be God?
Yes,
you come out into this world and everything in this creation is influencing you. You want to brag about being black, you got to give credit to the sun for that. Where you are on the equator or off of the equator.
Yeah.
You didn't
do
that. And you're going to blame the white man and call him out of his name. He's the devil. He wasn't responsible for how or where he was born. You got to blame his creator if you think he's not here officially or legitimately. How are you going to be mad at him?
You're right. With that email, blah, I think we come to the close of the program. We hit it on the head, and I'm so happy that many people have tuned in and listened diligently and patiently, because I see on the switchboard that people have tuned in and stayed there, so I appreciate that. So again, if anybody wants to hear, and you should, go back and hear this program again. Sometimes it takes several times to hear the same message before a certain thing that you need gets into your consciousness. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I've done it many, many times. I hear tapes in the car, and maybe after the 10th time, I said, oh, man, I didn't hear that before. Man, that was great. Wow. And it's right there.
Yes, indeed.
You know, so you can bear witness to that.
If I may, with your permission, I'd like to share the number for my weekly conference, my weekly blog talk show, if that's okay with you.
I'm sorry. Take it over. Please let us know. Yes, share it with us.
Yes. So those of you who have a utensil to write with, you should take this number down. I have a blog talk radio show called True Human Radio. That's simple. True Human Radio. And it takes place at this point every Sunday evening between the hours of 8 o'clock p.m. and 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, fit that into wherever you are in the country. And the number is 213 213-816-0356. Again, 213-816-0356. And that is True Human Radio. I'd also like to very quickly give out my cell phone number for those people who are interested in some of the more sophisticated aspects of this language. And I have some private conference calls that I'm conducting now that those of you who are real students of language would like to be a part of. You can contact me at, what's my number? Okay, 516-300-2257. Once again, 516-300-2257. And I'm giving you my number as opposed to my email because I want to hear your voice, your vibration, and what level that you're on, and we can take it from there. Just don't do anything crazy like call me at midnight.
Hey, thank I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. And I'm so glad that you came on today. And this is so important, you know, because I'm involved in a lot of interfaith work, and a lot of people would just want to join with others, and they want to hear. They want to hear these kind of messages. Matter of fact, last week or 2 weeks ago, there was a International Week of Peace, and I was invited to a Unity Church to talk on peace for a little while, and they loved it. They loved it. They loved it. They loved it. They embraced me. They embraced the idea. They loved the idea of universality. And I said, man, you know, I said, after I finished, I said, you know what, more of us need to be involved in this kind of thing.
Yes, yes. This is our day. It's the day of the true human. It's the day of goodness. Goodness is absolutely on the rise, and we cannot stop now. And those are the words of our illustrious leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad. May God's pleasure be upon him, and may he be found in the highest level of paradise.
Yes.
He left us with so many gems of wisdom when it comes to human development and appreciation for the true human person. And I think he's unparalleled in our day and time in terms of the quality of knowledge that God blessed him to deliver for all people, not just for Muslims, not just for black folk, but for all people who want to live a true and productive human existence.
Yes, yes. I agree, yes, absolutely. Well, with that, we're going to close for sure. I really, really implore everybody to get this message and download it to your hard drive, your iPod, your CDs, so forth. And right now, people aren't bringing CDs anymore, but if you are still doing that, you can do that. And get this and share it. You know, this is free information. Share this information with others so we can kind of, you know, pass the light around it and create a bigger light. I'm telling you, we're involved in a movement now. We're involved in a movement that has really taken over the whole world. It really is. You don't hear about it on the media because they don't want this. But this is taking over. I'm telling you, I have over 115,000 hits on my show right now from 12 different countries. Told you have tuned in, and I'm telling you, it's fantastic. Now, they aren't giving me any feedback, but the idea that I know they tune in tells me something.
Yes, indeed. It's interesting you would say that because we just began a brand spanking new organization called the True Human Empowerment Movement.
Mm-hmm.
With the acronym THEM, yes.
Wow.
There are actually two aspects to it. There's the True Human Empowerment Movement, and there's the True Human Educational Movement.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to first be educated before we can be empowered. In fact, education, knowledge is the empowerment.
Yes, yes. Well, I tell you right now, we're already part of that.
I know you are. Many are. That's the point.
Yes.
We've segued into that day and time. So thank you for this opportunity. And I would have loved to have fended some questions. But if they have questions that they could not ask today, that's one of the other reasons I gave my personal number, because sometimes there are pressing questions that people really, really wanted to ask and didn't get an opportunity. You now have that opportunity.
All right. And so everybody remember that. You can email me, too. If you email me questions, I'll forward it to Imam Bilal, too. So, again, nrbookclub@gmail.com. Again, nrbookclub@gmail.com or my website, cloudsofabundance.com. And don't be afraid. Do this. And as you're doing it, you're helping yourself. And it's okay. And you have a lot of support. You have support out here. A lot of people just feel they have no support, or they're afraid to speak out against what's considered the cultural norm. You see, they're afraid. You see, that's okay. Reach out. Talk to us. Email us. And we'll tell you that it's okay. And we will invite you to be part of this movement with us. and we can all gain strength and knowledge and wisdom together. So we're going to end the show. So I wanted to implore everybody to join every week. We're going to have Iman Bilal back on. It's a fantastic show. And I just thank you, Iman Bilal, for doing what you're doing. And keep on doing it. We're going to talk off the air. I have a lot to thank you about. I appreciate you, man.
Listen, it goes, you don't have to even say it. I know you do. And I appreciate you in return. You're a wonderful human being. A wonderful human being.
Thank you. Thank you. So everybody tune in next week, and we'll have a good time. And remember, whatever you do, I want everybody to just get connected and then stay connected. Thank you.
Go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got.